darkness, everybody, die. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, die. Everyone.
What's up, my doctor?
There you go.
Oh, man. There you go. Oh, damn.
Darkness, baby.
Doctor.
Zoomed your black ass. We were just talking about you and Wayne.
Yeah, I heard you guys. I heard you loud and clear. You son of a bitch.
Well, we've been talking about you for 10 fucking minutes. Yeah. Someone said 7:15, not 7:42.
Yeah.
Shit. We sitting here like, damn, this nigga probably in the corner somewhere talking to Wayne, talking about, I don't want to talk to these two Negroes. I want to be my one and only Wayne.
Wish I was like, oh, I'm drinking Foster's.
We looked up your Facebook page. He's like, look at that nigga. Look at him and Wayne conversating, talking about, things. Oh, we missed you too, buddy. Oh, ain't that cute? Fucking cute. We can't wait for you to get out here. We're going to see you in the bathroom. Be like, what's taking him so long? And he's like, you hear him whispering. Be like, I wish I was out there with you, buddy. You my one and true love, Wayne. You know that, right? People, I want you to know, ever since CJ came back out here, that nigga's been depressed. Over that.
You know what the fuck he want to do with his life? He's lost.
He don't talk to me or Cody no more. I only see him talk to Wayne. That's it.
I've been so depressed. I've been watching The Walking Dead.
You do realize that ended 2 weeks ago, but
yeah, I know. I had to watch the rerun.
He's rewatching episodes because that's the only memory he has of Wayne and himself doing something together.
Man, I can remember like it was yesterday when we went to go see 300 together on my first day. Those old men.
Did y'all oil yourselves up and shit too?
Oh yeah, yeah we did. He said that was Australian custom, so I oblige.
Damn,
so.
I was about to say, you too older than this nigga. How is he tricking you? Damn, this is just like slavery.
Oh, man.
That nigga going to give you some alcohol one day. You going to wake up your black ass in chains. You going to be talking like, sir, what's I doing here? He going to be like, shut up, nigga. I own you now. And you going to be like, I love to be owned by Masters Wayne. Yeah, you know if you fall asleep when you come out here, me and Cody gonna fuck with you now. Yeah. We're gonna fuck with you. We're gonna get you so fucked up you don't wake up so we can fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like 18 cans of a Red Bull. I ain't going down. Ain't going down like that.
You're gonna put some empty condom wrappers next to you, put a photo of Wayne next to you and be like, DJ, what the hell?
The bottle of lotion right there.
Yeah. The hell was you doing in here, CJ?
You gonna make me homesick?
Yeah, it's like, you gonna get on that plane and be like, man, I ain't never wish I could go back home. Every time we introduce you to somebody, gonna be like, this is our gay lover from Ohio. He's in love with an Australian man who you only saw once in the past year.
International Jungle Fever.
It's not gay if it's down under.
Oh, you niggas is way down under. You niggas been down under for a long time. Oh, Cody, man. I was saying your voice, but man, I talked to you so much last week.
Yeah, well, shit, that's right, man. I was on full-time duty last week.
Yeah, you was a podcast king last week.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Chicago John, what you been doing lately, Nick?
I was trying to go to the movies and watch Captain America early, but I couldn't even do that because Captain America wasn't even out until, it was sold out for 2 days straight where I was at.
Are you serious? Because I had to go see it for the second time and the third time. It was fine for me.
On a Friday and a Saturday?
I saw it a Thursday night and Saturday morning.
Oh, well, that's you, man. That's you, nigga.
Cody, that nigga didn't go see shit. He was just Cody,
I was trying to download the bootleg.
Cody, did you have any trouble?
Well, no, I got my shit early, so.
Oh, yeah, see that? Fandango.com. So.
You know what? I do go to Fandango.com now on your site. I saved at least $5 on Fandango.
Damn straight.
You know, yeah. And then the thing is, I have a corporate account with my job that give me like a discount tickets. It's not even cheaper than Fandango.
Wow, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, ain't that a
bitch? I'm like, man, I just go to moviespoiler.com and buy this damn ticket. You know, I'm like, I mean,
I've been telling
people. I'm not even trying to do a commercial for you, but look, you're going to go to see all these big movies anyway. Mm-hmm. Might as well go through Movie Spoilers and go to Fandango. Like, I swear to God, like, I saved $5, and I would have had that, you know, and I had my ticket on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It wasn't sold out for me. I mean, it was still sold out, but I was still able to get in because I had the Fandango ticket.
Yep, and sometimes you might even get a little perks every now and then. You might see a little something new up there going, you know.
Yeah.
It's always, there's always something nice when you go to MoviesPostPodcast.com and click on the Fandango app.
Yes, people now, listening here, Fandango.
Yeah, Fandango.
Now, they are bullshitting, though. They try to give you, like, a free movie. I mean, a free music MP3 player. I'm like, come on, I'll download this illegally so fast.
I was about to say, did you ever download that song, too?
I downloaded the Everything's Awesome from the Lego Movie when I first, you know, and that was okay. And then they try to get me to pay for what's the Negro name for
Django?
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Oh, the Happy.
Yeah, the Happy song. I'm like, I ain't paying $1.49 for this song. You know
why not? Ain't happy enough to buy it. It's a good song.
I'm happy enough to steal it. I'm happy I stole the song using all the shit on YouTube. I'm happy I ain't paying for this guy bullshit because he get paid too.
Here at the Darkness, we do not plagiarize in stealing or anything like that. We
No. Oh yeah, we don't steal at the Darkness.
Yes.
I mean, I had to borrow a Happy from YouTube so I can listen to it.
Does any conversation, people? CJ lives in Ohio in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, so. He has no choice but to steal shit, okay? Just saying. Matter of fact, they involve stealing out there. It's part of their teaching out there or whatever. It's so backwards still out there.
Yes, people, there's no type of currency out there, so.
No, it's really not.
But would you call it stealing, though, of a song that get played, like, every day of every hour? You know, like, you can turn it on and the song is on. You can turn on the TV show.
Last time I checked, the motherfucker still makes $1 million, so I don't.
A million?
That's all I'm saying. That's for an album. I mean, I can only imagine what the motherfucker. It's like, oh, man, I'm tired. I got to do all these concerts. It's like, nigga, you know what you signed up for, right?
Right. Yep.
That's like saying I'm going to go work at McDonald's and I'm tired of flipping burgers. Like, what the fuck did you expect, nigga? He's going to be the fry guy?
Know, that Negro should be happy because, you know, he came a long way. You know, when he was for real, nobody knew him. When he was doing all the rock stuff, you know, I supported him when he was doing the rock stuff, and nobody cared about him then.
When he was doing mystical videos and shit, shake that ass.
Oh, you can't be me. I'm a rock star. And then they were like, shake that ass.
Probably going to see him in a Nick Cannon video soon. So
no. Cool. Oh. Man, P1. We got to talk about that, man.
Oh,
I don't know.
We'll save that for last in our Darkness new segment or whatever. But people, welcome to the Darkness.
Darkness.
Welcome back.
Darkness is evolving, my friends. And, yo, let's go ahead and talk about it. We evolved so much that the Darkness is going to start doing the Darkness at the Movies.
Darkness at the Movies.
Love it. Love it. Me and Cody had such a good time doing the raid. We had a good time doing the Movie Spoilers episode last week. You know, we always have a good time. CJ, where your black ass been at? I'm trying to call you, nigga. You don't never answer your shit.
Man, you ain't called nobody. You know I'm always on Skype around this time. I ain't
I
nowhere.
A message I never got a reply.
You ain't never said no goddamn. You don't even got my phone number. So.
I'm gonna fucking take a picture of this shit right here and send it to Cody. Be like, this nigga lying is. I understand, CJ. You're talking to Wayne. You was blowing him off over the phone. Y'all was probably sending each other nude photos while I know. Shit like
Jesus Christ. No, it's called sex texting when you Snapchat, okay?
Oh, you don't need a sexting no more. You said, let me send this nigga a nude photo real quick. Did he pose for you in the Bang costume?
Yeah, he did. No. I want to break that ass.
Oh, wait. I already did.
Do you think you're in the Darkness? No, I will put my dick in that darkness.
Yeah, Phil, when you woke up when you was down there, huh, CJ?
Yeah.
Did you ever go, ow?
And I said, wow.
What the fuck?
Well, it's nice to know that Wayne was the giver.
I'm a caring person.
He looks like the giver and you the taker. So. I'm just waiting one day for the bear to come out and that wolf or whatever. I thought that was so cute, your little post, though, of your foster's bear talking about you miss Wayne and everything. I was just like, oh, this is adorable right here. It actually brightened my day up. I ain't going to lie.
It would have brought my day up, and I realized this is a shitty fucking bear. So
I didn't even pay attention to the beard. I just saw CJ and Wayne replying to each other back and forth. I was like, oh, this is cute. Let me write something here.
Yeah, you know, my snobbish ass. Anyway.
It is snob, too. They say that they don't even make Foster's. And when I went down there, I never saw one can of Foster's. They don't even have it on the tap.
What the fuck is a can? Oh, I'm sorry. That sounds like some Ohio shit.
What do you mean? It comes in a can. What else am I supposed to call it?
Fucking bottle or glass. Man. Come on, have some class, CJ. You part of the darkness, baby.
Negro, when you see Foster's, it's nothing but cans.
I don't know nothing about no Foster, so I'm going to tell you that right. I know it tastes like shit. That's all I can say.
It does.
Like piss water.
Just like that.
It tastes like,
yeah, like that PBR.
It tastes like piss water and vinegar sauce. Yeah. With a little bit of ass sprinkled in that. CJ's darkness ass. That's the one.
Uh-huh.
I know it is. But yeah. We so people have been bugging the fuck out of us about doing reviews and shit.
Right.
And I'm changing some things around the site, whatever, so... We gonna have darkness at the movies, and I already I got some artwork in there. It's actually pretty funny. Whatever, Cody, don't be worried, man. I got you safe this time.
Oh God!
I hope he's in a badass outfit.
Oh, he's in a badass outfit. Don't worry.
Fuck, here we go. That was safe as shit. God damn it!
You ain't never safe in the darkness.
You ain't either, CJ. So don't worry.
I already know that. Huh? I embrace it.
Especially after this Wayne incident. Now I know what I'm adding this. It's gonna be a photo on your wall of Wayne on it. He's looking at it like, go get a tiger. You guys should be Mary Jane and Peter Parker. Go get him, tiger.
He would be Spider-Man because he'd defend that motherfucker, though. That's one thing I'm fine.
But yeah, probably it might work its way up a little bit more. But once a month, me, Cody, CJ, we're gonna get together and we're gonna review some animated DC/Marvel films. And we might even do some other ones in there, see how this thing goes, how it works out, whatever. A little 20-30 minute review here and there or whatever. And yeah, because we, you know, movie spoilers is all about doing every kind of movie. So we ain't got no animation on here as far as straight to DVD ones.
See, in the darkness, you can't see what we are about, you know. In the darkness, you know, you try to stick to your light. But the darkness just spreads all over. We spread all over every topic.
Mm-hmm. I tried to explain that to an Asian dude today. I was just trying to tell him. I was like, see, the problem is you don't have enough darkness in you. He's like, what are you talking about? And I was just like, see, that's your problem. You asking too many questions when you just need to come through the darkness. He was like, but you need light to get through darkness. I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't. See, that's your problem right there. See? You think you need lightness, but to get through the light, you got to go through the darkness.
You know what, darkness existed way before the light ever did.
Exactly. Why you think Gandalf was so fucking scared?
He got bitch slapped and put in the cage like a bitch. Looked like one of those strippers in that cage, you know, with a dollar bill.
Oh, that was speaking of Gandalf, that was a good last movie spoilers episode me and Cody did, because you and Wayne's favorite movie came out on Blu-ray.
Oh, that's right. Desolation of Smog.
Yeah, Desolation of Smog and Grudge Match.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Wayne loved that one.
Yeah,
man.
That's Wayne's, and yours is Desolation of Smog.
Man, fuck that Desolation of Smog.
You know, a funny thing is another thing that the darkness doesn't really care about. Gravity got a added feature to it, CJ.
Man, I saw that. I mean, you know what? I think Cody has something to do with this feature, man.
Of course.
You know, Cody loved that movie.
People were talking about this would have made the movie 20 times better. Do you agree with that, CJ?
I'm not the K-man, you know.
Personally, I think it wouldn't have been a movie then. Well, technically, I don't think it was a movie anyway. But Cody, what did you think about the Man of Steel himself showing up to save Sandra Bullock from all that goddamn hollering? So I didn't have to hear that shit no more.
That was fucking stupid.
He's like, that wasn't the true Man of Steel. That was the original.
I put my love out there for Wayne, so you better put your love out there for Superman. Hey, don't you deny him.
Shit.
No,
okay.
You got it wrong, CJ. He don't like that Superman. He like Man of Steel Superman.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
When he saw that, he was pissed off and offended. He was just like, why we bring that old-ass Superman back, huh?
Yeah, CJ, I like that poorly written Superman.
Yeah. Well, which one? Because it was about four of those. But that's about like five of those. Four or five. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I think Returns is better than Man of Steel. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say that. I rewatched it. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather watch this again than over Man of Steel.
You know, I would be with you, but I like that villain woman. You know that what's her name? Osa.
Oh, that's the only because you're a sexist, so that's a difference.
You know what? I think maybe. I think you're right,
you
man.
Maybe.
And you know, if I'm a sexist because I love all these Zack Snyder films and whatever he do with women. I totally love it.
Oh, that's right. You did say you like Sucker Punch.
Shit. Yeah.
Block that shit from my mind. You told me that shit. No, but you didn't tell me. You told the air on that. Damn. Still, you know, we got to throw that in one day. We got to throw that on the darkness at the movies.
Oh, so, yeah.
So me and Cody can give you that goddamn Cisco look and just be looking like, damn, you like that? And he gave us a deep explanation on why he liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Sucker Punch and Miley Cyrus. They do a lot for women. So that's all I gotta say.
Damn.
You got a warped fucking mind, man. I swear to God.
I'm just saying, look, she's out there, she's putting herself out there, you know, and people are persecuting this woman. You know, she's out there, she ain't got no man telling her what to do. She's just a role model.
You know what?
She's a role model.
Cody, that's that Ohio shit, I'm telling you, that's that
it's
in Ohio.
What the fuck did they put in the water out there, man?
That country, that's what it is. Taylor nigger, put Miley Cyrus on stage. That sounds like our model right there, nigger. I will give Miley Cyrus credit on this, though. Compared to other motherfuckers I see fucking up. At least Miley Cyrus isn't fucking up in the streets. She's just a goddamn eyeball on stage. That's the only credit I can give that bitch. As far as I know, I don't know if she's even... She probably horned down the street or something like that, for all I know, whatever. But she ain't like Mr. Wayne's favorite singer of all time, Justin Bieber, or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
she's just doing that shit as attention, because she know nobody likes her shitty fucking music.
Right, you don't see her fighting in club, pissing in buckets and all that.
No,
stuff.
You, matter of fact, you don't hear any media thing about her unless it's just Miley Cyrus did this song or she did
it's on stage.
She's on stage or something like that. It's just like, yeah, that shit's all a gimmick.
Right.
Worked for what's that bitch name? Lady Gaga, and working for this bitch too. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, man, Lady Gaga. She said that a long time ago. That how she knows that she's doing this on stage. I mean, granted, I saw some interviews with her, and she actually talked about she came from a drug house. Like, she used to do a lot of hardcore drugs.
She still
and stuff.
Do. What are you talking about? Oh, I shouldn't have said it on air.
man, we're going to get attacked by her monsters.
I
saw
her 3 years ago when I saw her at that Brazil. They were like, we'll talk about that a little later.
Darkness,
man. Man, I'm getting sued now.
Whatever you do in the darkness, Lady Gaga, it comes out in the light.
Oh, it was at
the light. So you stay with the darkness.
I was at the light because I was the only sober motherfucker that wasn't doing that shit there. But anyway.
Hey, let's just say allegedly.
Allegedly, I just heard a rumor. Let's just say that now.
There we go.
Lady Gaga, you ain't the only one at these fancy parties now, okay? I was the one staring at your ass all day. That girl does have a nice ass. I will give her that.
I will give her that much. That's very much true.
Like, actually, you know, I've seen her in regular clothes. She's not that bad looking.
She looks okay.
It's like average. It's just like, you know, I wouldn't kick her out of bed. Let's just say that.
No. She looked like a girl that was, that was stank. You know. I'm just saying, she looked like one of those like homely girls where you're like, hey, you know, you're down to earth, but you need to take a shower.
You
like,
only
why
think that because you saw her wearing that meat costume one time. I don't think she's gonna bring the meat to bed unless you're hungry.
Nah, even without the meat costume, you know how you go to one of those hipster bookstores and you got that one hipster girl that got the flannel jacket on.
We live in L.A. Of course, we know all about hipsters.
Yep.
Yeah. You know that, like, man, why haven't you washed up in 3 days? You know, your hair kinky, you're white. You know.
I think a hipster would tell you because white people are dirty. That's why. But anyway.
Oh, God.
I give a fuck what they say. Half white people are dirty as fuck.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ, man.
Like my one uncle used to say, like, you know, white people smell like wet dogs. I'm like, oh, that's so horrible.
They smell like wet dogs. The fuck he's sniffing wet dogs for?
I don't know. I mean, that was a rumor that he used to talk about. I remember the one family reunion. It got really crazy. We was all having a good time, and they said, hey, anybody want to speak and say anything encouraging to the family? Yeah, I just want to say we all need to watch each other's backs. Because the white people, they realize that if they take the melanoma from our skin, it turns into jet fuel.
The
so they're going to harvest all black people.
Jet fuel.
Space. Now, this is pre-internet, too. So he was talking about they will snatch you off the street. That's why they snatch little black boys off the street.
What the fuck?
Using our skin to jet fuel.
Melanin jet fuel.
Wow.
For space.
Oh, okay. What the fuck, man?
I swear to God, I was like 10 years old when he told me that, and it always stood in my brain. You know, I'm like, God damn it.
Wow. Coming from as I put this out there, everybody knows my mother is kind of white, and she has a skin tone. My great-grandfather's the most racist fuck you'll ever meet. That nigga lived to I don't know how long, but apparently the darkness in his heart kept him alive forever. And if you were, now back then I was lighter, so I don't know how he would think of me now. He probably wouldn't like my ass now, but thank God he's dead. But but if you was CJ's color, boy, if you was even related to him, he would pull his shotgun out to him and be like, you better get your black ass off my tree, nigga. He was down there in old Louisiana, ready to hang a nigga. His own son, he tried to hang one time. That bastard lived to be 100 and something. How old was it? I forgot.
You're like, what? It's a nigga, right? Oh, that's my boy.
My mom and them used to tell me, oh, he loved you when you were a baby P1. I was just like, oh, but he's like, but your uncle? Since that was, he was the darkest in the family, he couldn't stand his ass.
Racism.
He wasn't even allowed in the house.
Jesus.
He had a tool shed with some hay in there. I remember he used to let my mom. He used to let my mom climb his apple tree and pick all the apples and shit. And then my uncle would try to do it. He'd be like, boy, what I tell you about climbing that tree? He's like, if I ever catch your monkey ass in that tree ever again, I'll fucking shoot you. It's like, evil darkness bastard, I tell you.
Oh, racism house.
Oh, my God. The racism in my family is thick and thin. None of them live in California, but they all scattered in your area, CJ. We got shit to talk about today.
What do we got? What do we got?
What's on the docket? Oh, shit, that's my job. My bad.
That's okay. You're a drunkard, so I don't expect you to.
Oh, shit, man, yeah.
You get a pass because you're an alcoholic. So.
Yeah, especially this weekend. Goddamn. Anyway.
Shit, next weekend. What are you talking about? Every weekend.
Yeah, about the little movie that came out last week. Right, guys? I mean.
That little thing? Oh, yeah, I don't care about that. Dude.
Oh, the guy with the.
Yeah,
red, white,
and the spangly motherfucker. Yeah,
wearing motherfucker. Come on now, man. Didn't nobody go see that shit, dude.
Well, skip over that motherfucker.
Yeah, that ain't nobody worried about that. I mean, I tell you what, they're really worried about. They worried about when that next Ghost Rider movie gonna come out. All right,
I completely forget that Ghost Rider reboot.
Hey, whatever. And
according to the movie spoiler fans out there, they want that girl to come back too. That what's her name? The reporter.
Oh, he's fucked.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Your home movie.
Oh, Jesus. No, thank you. Oh, but yeah, what else we got, Cody?
I think you also listened to a little album this past weekend, too, didn't you?
Fuck me, yeah.
Oh, we got a review? A music review?
A little music review.
Yeah, a little music review. And I think you, for me to... put something down there. I think you got a little clip that we might.
Oh, yes. We have a very little interesting clip from the 90s, late 90s.
Actually, this will get us back into the darkness, probably favorite time. I mean, this show is going to be made for the darkness. The Boondocks is coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is that back next week or tonight?
I think 2 weeks from now. It's on the 21st, on Monday. I think that's going to be our next recap show.
Hey, maybe. Maybe. You
got to get Wayne on that. He'd be like, oh, mate, I don't get it. There's too many black people in here, not enough CJ in it, you know? He's my only black lover.
Which one is the racing one? That's CJ.
Apparently, he owns them now, from what I saw from the trailer. So, yeah, we're going to get into some of that, too. I can't wait for that to come back. We're going to... Remember, that's gonna be a regular basis for the Darkness, you know.
I know, especially Aaron McGruger not gonna be on it, so will it be better? Will it be worse?
I don't know, man.
You hear about that shit? Actually, you know what? I see a comment about it. We'll get in that a little later, or whatever, but let's talk about that trash can carrying
trash can throwing motherfucker.
That motherfucker's an entertaining son of a bitch. I'll give him
that. That magnificent son of a bitch, man. He made me a Marvel Studios fan again.
Oh my God! They tied it in so well with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Oh man, I can't wait to watch it after this, dude.
I can't believe we even saying that. First of all,
do you even watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, I actually watched it.
God,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for me, it's not horrible yet because I don't rush to see it like Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, anything like
right.
that. But it's something like you see one episode after you didn't see it, you'd be like, oh, this was a good episode right here. I can see where they could pick up now. And then the next episode is like complete shit. And you just like, every week is one good one, one horrible one. But I was pumped for this one because I was thinking before they even announced it, like, so is this going to play in with the TV show now? Because that whole S.H.I.E.L.D. shit to me in the movie was interesting as fuck.
Oh, no, that was the best part of the movie.
Actually, you know what it was? I knew that motherfucker from Iron Man 2 was the enemy. I knew I knew that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers, people.
Fuck them. They know what's like, man. I knew
which guy was that?
Gary Shandling.
Yeah, Gary Shandling.
What did he play?
He was the... you remember in Iron Man 2, the dude that wanted to take...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually makes sense now because he wanted Tony's armor.
Yeah.
Ah.
Man, that's the best thing about this Marvel shit is that it's all connected. You know,
yes.
I like that shit. It's just
right.
You can watch each movie to learn something about how this is gonna build. And I thought Captain America 2 threw in so many questions of what they can do with this franchise now. It's something like this that like puts a spark in the franchise that keeps it going.
Right.
See, the perfect thing about the all the Easter eggs they threw in there,
which is 22, I count it.
For me, as a person who never watched the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., but, you know, just watched all the Marvel movies, it, you know, one thing when they throw Easter eggs and they always winking at you, you know, they didn't wink at you this. They just, they had it, they loved it out there, and if you caught it, you caught it. If you didn't, hey, then that's fine.
That's actually a good point because they threw in a, damn, I forgot his name now, Crossbones in there, and he's a huge part in the Captain America, because he actually is the one that killed Captain America in the books, and, I was saying, to Cody or someone that you know, Bucky is signed up for 9 pictures and
really,
he's and Captain America's only saved up for 6 pictures. Avengers 3 is gonna be his last film, and Crossbones looks like he's gonna have a role somewhere in the third film. So I'm like, I'm wondering if they're gonna go with that storyline. And like you said, CJ, they didn't throw the Easter eggs at me in my face. You just have to catch them. Another thing is
right, like Star Trek Into the Darkness. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? You need more darkness to cover up all those winking Easter eggs. Like, hey, you know what a trouble is? You know?
Oh, that's a reveal of
Harry Ball.
That reveal of Khan was. I was like, I think everybody knew that by this point.
Right.
That had to be the weakest build up I've ever fucking seen. I was just like, I think everybody knew that now.
It's not Khan, okay? Got a guy who's angry, but it ain't Khan.
You remember when they revealed it, though? They played that music and he turned around all slow. I was just like, I think everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, y'all ain't fooling anybody. Cut the shit out.
Think about it. It's like, why name him Khan at this point? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you don't know me, but my name is Khan. And they're all looking at each other like, who the fuck is this?
I think
you're in jail, you bastard.
I think he pulled out his back pocket the Blu-ray edition of it. He's like, oh, Raphic. Oh, yeah, I saw this. Are you this dude?
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize you because you're just a white guy instead of some
you're a Cumberbit.
Some guy who looks like Susan B. Anthony with bad perms.
That is one good thing, though, about the Captain America movie. Like, the Doctor Strange reference, that shit flew from my head the first time. I had to go.
Oh, it did. I caught that the first time.
I heard it, but I was like, I know they didn't say that. And I remember listening to it the second time. I was like, okay, he did say Stephen Strange. I was like, I knew. I thought I was tripping balls for a second. I was like, I'm hearing shit now.
See, now I need to go, I want to go look for it. See, that's the way you do Easter eggs.
Right.
You hide Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just treat it like a trailer park Easter hunt where you just shit in the corner and have the kid clean it up.
That's a huge Easter egg to throw in there, though, as far as like what Phase 3 could be about with Doctor Strange. And it went so quickly that I was just like, they treated it as if it was just part of the movie. It's just part of this. Everybody
yeah,
feels about part of the world.
It was very much organic. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that.
Another thing is, like you said, CJ, too, is, once again, I'll go back to the episode Agent Shield. I'm not really into the show, but it's whatever. But after watching Captain America, I was pumped to see Agent Shield. Because I was like, I want to see how this all plays out. And my God, this is probably the best episode I've seen. I ain't going to say it's one of the greatest episodes on TV, but as far as like linking up to Captain America, if you got that inch length to see the S.H.I.E.L.D. story go on, I recommend watching it then.
Awesome.
So was this episode like a post-episode of it?
It was like the effects of after the movie. After the movie, finding out who's a traitor and who's working for Hydra and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so they threw in the Hydra shit in the show as well, so...
I mean, because it seemed like at the end of Captain America 2, and it's spoilers for people out there, if you guys don't know, we're going to spoil
it. I can tell you this right now. Some people think that, like, oh, Captain America 2 is a big spoiler. No, the fuck is not. If you don't know this by now, it's like, like some people was just like, when Bucky revealed himself as the Winter Soldier, it was like, oh, I didn't know that. I was like, come on now.
Yeah, I mean.
Marvel fucking even spoiled that shit before.
Right.
I mean, they even. It's on fucking IMDb. Come on.
Yep.
Oh, shit, this ain't no big spoiler fest. But go ahead, CJ.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. I'm spoiled. You spoiled me.
You gonna say something about spoilers about the ending?
I mean, yeah, like, okay, so, you know, in the end, it looked like they kind of took away S.H.I.E.L.D., or S.H.I.E.L.D. just...
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s gone.
Just out of it's just kidding, man. It's
gone.
It's done.
It's done.
So then how are they gonna have Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. if S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone?
Very good question.
Show as well. Oh, shit, I just... Son of a bitch, you just made me say that. Gold, well, you'll see when you see it.
I ain't gonna ever watch that show.
It's pretty much done with. S.H.I.E.L.D. is done with. That movie actually gave a perfect example of why a Black Widow film can happen now, though.
Speaking of Black Widow, my God, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, that's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, you're right.
What's her name? Oh, that's yeah, man. That woman is she was awesome in this movie.
Yeah,
you know, one, I think they touched on what we talked about last week episode. Just don't throw love in a movie. Don't throw love
I loved
in a.
Her.
Oh, thank you. They didn't do that.
They didn't. There was no love.
Yes.
You know, they were just being friends
right. Or
co-workers or whatever you want
to
call it.
Or even his his neighbor who's related to a certain someone who.
Oh, they end that shit quick.
She actually in the books she has an on and off relationship with Captain America, so
right.
I'm surprised they didn't throw that in our face as well. Neither. So
thank God they didn't.
So yeah, she actually plays. Go ahead.
No, I was saying they have more important shit to talk about in the movie.
Thank you. They really did.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was another good thing. And I gotta give a shout out to my boy because I know Cody asked me this last week because you said you didn't hear he wasn't in the movie too much. I thought he was in the movie enough. That was Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, man, Falcon dude.
That wasn't P1 again. I know P1 is on all these movies. Spider-Man.
That nigga don't look nothing like that. Hey, but you know what? I'll take it, because that nigga is the Falcon, all right? Fuck it. Anthony Mackie wanted to wear the costume. Y'all heard about that?
Right.
They were just like,
yeah.
Nigga, we ain't putting you in that costume.
Earth, Wind, and Fire shit.
You ain't about to put in, like, Prince or nothing like that. What the heck?
No, dude. No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, yeah, I'm glad they didn't give him a tiara and stuff like in a comic.
Yeah, that costume's like red and white and tights and shit like that. It's like, nigga, there's no reason. But the movie opens up with him, and I thought that they introduced him like that's how you introduce a sidekick, though.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Dude,
and he didn't feel like a sidekick neither.
No, he did. He felt right at home. It felt like I knew this guy for I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
With War Machine, I'm still like, eh. That's just me.
Hey man,
I like
don't talk about my feelings.
I like War Machine, man. War Machine's a badass man. What was that nigga Terrence Howard, man? That ruined my career. Nah, you ruined your career, nigga.
I told y'all to keep that evil villain off the set, which is called my wife. I had to defeat her.
That bitch trying to take me to court for child support, bitch. You run out here with that bike, a chug-a-chug, bitch.
He tried to steal the real Iron Man suit off the lot, trying to hunt her down to beat her.
Mm-hmm. I think the relationship with Tony and Don Cheadle, or Rhodey Rose, I think his relationship is more, longtime friends, and with Captain America and Falcon here, it felt more business related. Respect.
I don't know. I think about Tony and Rhodey Rowe, especially Don Cheadle, was like when me and Cody were doing The Darkness 2 weeks ago. He was just kind of looking at each other.
Cody's Terrence Howard, then, if that's the case.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Terrence Howard never got to put the suit on, so he was talking shit. That's Cody, then, all right? It was more of that then. Don Cheadle's into the role now. You know, Terrence Howard felt like, he's like, man, I'm going to put it on one day. And they just looking at him like, nigga, you ain't never going to put it on.
That really just compared to Terrence Howard. Ain't this a bitch, man?
Hey, you do
never have a podcast by yourself. You never.
You did beat women. I remember that. That was your background. That's why I hired you.
You didn't talk to me about that weekend. Ask him about his weekend. Like, I got. He even had a little thing in his voice, like, man, I got something personal. I can't talk about it this weekend. I'm like, what are you doing?
I remember that. I was like, he's like, man, I'm having a bad weekend, man. This bitch. I told her to leave the door open. I kicked it open. I punched that bitch, and now she's trying to sue me, talking about I abused her. That bitch should have left the door open, man.
I told that bitch I'll be waiting. Hallway for her.
Yeah, I told her, she talking about she want to fluff the pillows and do it in the bedroom. I said, bitch, the hallway good enough. You ain't allowed in my bed. The hell make you think you good enough for my bed? Shit, I'm Cody. Only Man of Steel allowed up in this bedroom, bitch.
Well, my fucking week is ruined.
Wouldn't it be funny if women started calling him now because of that? It'd be like, damn, yeah. A bitch. Be like, oh, really? Cody, they'd be like, we can change him, though. He has problems.
Yeah.
Move him from the hallway to the bedroom.
That's Cody's problem. He just telling me, what's your main problem? I don't like to make it to the bedroom. I can't wait. You know, I'm impatient like that, you know? When I say put Man Still on, I'm like a 3-year-old. I say put that shit on. Side it, girl. Put it on.
But yeah, like the relationship between Steve and the Black Falcon, or the Falcon.
Sam.
Damn, did you just call
Sam?
That Black. Oh man.
I forgot his name.
He just made that nigga cool.
The coon. Wait, the coon not gonna be until the Guardians. So.
Damn.
That's a different movie.
You know, one thing I gotta give credit on Marvel again. They're, man, they action scenes as far as like
the photography. Oh man, dude, fucking Captain America was a bona fide badass in this movie, man.
You know what? I gotta say this right now. I love hand to hand combat. That's why I love the Rays so much. I think hand to hand combat is like fucking amazing or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not gonna get that in like most superhero films, other than the characters that don't have powers, really.
Right.
And that's one thing I think I told you, Cody. That one thing that's pissed me off about that Batman trilogy is I never got a good hand to hand combat.
Oh man,
flabbergasted this week. Yo, I saw two movies in less than a week that had better Batman fighting skills than Batman himself in these movies.
And that pissed me off a little more because I'm like, man, that first movie set up so much training, like. Jesus, man.
All that training is to get these up-close shots of elbows and knees. Like, what the fuck?
You know, that's what's his name, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Even the first Dark Knight, the first Batman Begins, it was nothing but close-up shots.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
That pissed me off about the Batman trilogy, because when I found out they were grounding the movie, I was just like, okay, so we're going to see actual hand-to-hand combat scene or whatever. And when I heard Bane was going to be in the movie, I was just like, perfect. I'm going to see a good-ass hand. And I was like, well, this just looks useless now. It doesn't even work. So I was like,
the most hand-to-hand combat you saw was Batman kicking a brick wall, you know, with his robotic.
Yeah, where the fuck that was, yeah.
They explained that better than the animated one, but when he put that brace on, I was like, damn, that makes more sense than that movie.
That doesn't make sense. Like, you shouldn't be able to kick a brick wall. But,
whatever, I guess. I mean, you know.
That's another story. Anyway, go ahead.
That was one thing I appreciate about the Captain America is the hand-to-hand combat. I was like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I love hand-to-hand combat. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's been a ton of articles online comparing it to Man of Steel.
Wait, how?
Wait, what?
By saying how it's better than Man of Steel.
Oh. No shit.
Yeah, Captain America, instead of snapping somebody's neck, he put him to sleep.
That was one thing they brought up.
Well, yeah, his script was actually smart.
They were like, in Man of Steel, there was some dude that said, you know what, I actually like Man of Steel until I saw Captain America Winter Soldier, where I realized that Bucky and General Zod are almost the same character, except they wrote better for Bucky.
Yeah.
There was like, at the end, you see Bucky struggling, almost about to die, but what does Cap do? He doesn't leave him there or break his neck or anything. He helps him and gives up the fight and willing that this is not worth it. And what does Man of Steel do? He snaps his fucking neck off. Because there was that part where Captain America just like threw his shield down. So I was like, God damn it, man! These second phase Marvel movies, Thor throwing up his hammer, Iron Man blowing his suits up. Now, Cap, I was like, you motherfuckers can't give up. I'm just getting into this shit.
I know. I was thinking, like, man, he better have a big magnet to find that shield. I'm like, come on.
Oh, man, they need to get on that Haley Atwell show now. Like, this is, like, the perfect time. Like, this even set up, like, future shows from the past, though, that Captain America movie, as far as, like, the Haley Atwell show and showing how Hydra even infiltrated SHIELD and shit like that.
That'd be pretty badass.
I fucking love to see that.
And, you know, I just wanted to bring up, I enjoyed the scene that Captain Cap had when he went to go visit that Betty girl. And then she had dementia. I'm like, that was really heartbreaking.
Oh, you talking about, Haley? Oh, my God. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was emotional. I ain't gonna lie. Like, they were still smiling and laughing, having a good time, whatever. But I was like, this is kind of sad.
Ooh, who are you? Ooh, you big buffy man. You want some of this? You want some of this old vagina?
Part of me kind of wanted me. Just like, just give it to her one more time. She looked like she's about to die.
Right.
Even he was just like, I ain't that okay. I loved you and everything, but you know, hey, you know what I'm saying?
You know, probably when she was having sex with her new husband, she was like, "You ain't no Captain America, dick, but you do." She probably told him that all his life.
Oh, another thing too. There's a lot you can talk about this movie. Nick Fury.
Yeah, man. Woo!
That was a badass action scene he had. I ain't gonna lie. That was like Cody said. That was two movies back to back I ain't seen with badass car scenes in them.
Yeah,
man.
I actually enjoyed that a lot.
The whole setup too. I mean, for him to like look at the cops and say like, "You want to see my license?" And then the cops. I thought it. And you know what? And the thing where they were real cops, Hydra didn't even show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just LA police.
I like that Mr. Tony Stark had a little hand in his SUV he was driving there too.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him the busted Jarvis though.
Right.
Because that Darvis was talking back and everything. I was like, damn, he installed Alfred into this motherfucker.
I know, right?
I was like, shit, this thing is just talking like left and right. What do you guys think about the ending credits?
Which part? What you talking about? The
the first one. The last one, that was cool. But
yeah,
that was right. I heard a lot of people giving that one shit.
The last one? Or
one?
The Bucky one? Yeah, it was whatever.
Twins?
Yeah, it was like whatever to me. I was like...
The Twins one, that was pretty cool, though.
The first one with Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
So, yeah. Liked it. Dug it.
That looked badass, dude. Elizabeth Olsen, dude, she looks just like that crazy bitch. I'm sorry.
She looked fucking deranged, man.
Was that her?
Yeah.
That was her.
She looked like a 12-year-old. I'm like, I couldn't tell, man. I didn't want to look too hard, you know.
And it had the Baron von Strucker with
yeah,
the staff,
Baron Strucker, yep.
The staff from the first Avengers that Loki.
However the fuck he got that.
Yeah, exactly. However the fuck he got that. He borrowed it from Tony. He's like, hey, you can trust me, I'm a nice guy. Yeah. He's like, all right, well, hey, here you go. So I'm thinking, I guess they're saying that implementing that that staff, they've been experimenting on Quicksilver and
right.
That could be part of Phase 3, you know, just to have bring magic.
Yeah, because you can't say the M-word in the MCU. You know, Fox got that shit.
What, nigger?
No, I said M-word.
Oh, okay, I was like, I was like, yeah, you can't say it all the time on here. Yeah, you can't say the M word, mutant or whatever, so they're going to have to go around that or whatever. There was a photo released. I don't know if it's real or not, but they're saying this could be the opening of the Avengers 2 with Iron Man in the Hulkbuster suit fighting the...
Man, that's the opening. Goddamn.
Because they were saying that was in Africa, and I was like, they just left Africa. I was like, I hope that's true, because that picture is pretty badass right there, though.
Yeah.
I'm pumped to see Scarlet Witch. I'm not going to lie. I can't wait to see this girl get on screen.
Now, the funny thing is, Quicksilver, I saw another Quicksilver on a Hardee's commercial.
I'm about to say the Hardee's commercial.
Have you seen that?
I don't know what the fuck that was. I was like, what is this?
She was eating bacon and dropping bacon bits all over the floor and eating it off the floor and whatever. I'm like, what do they got to do with X-Men?
that Quicksilver has... I'm still curious to see the Quicksilver in Avengers costume. I'm hearing it's going to be like a dark black or dark blue with a glowing lightning bolt somewhere down the line or whatever, but... Because, you know, those photos we saw was just...
Yeah, just the Big Five shit, yeah.
Yeah, just the him running and shit or whatever, but I don't know what I want to see what that fucking costume looked like. But you notice in the teaser after Captain America that his hair wasn't silver yet.
Right.
No.
Some people are speculating that's a side effect of his newfound speed.
So I'm wondering if they're going to do that storyline as well. There's a storyline with that where he kind of ages a little bit in it, but I don't know, man. The Captain America just opened up a lot more questions to this universe.
Yeah, that's what I dug about it, man. It really pushed the universe itself further.
And it showed that you can have a comic book movie that can be fun, and it doesn't have to be so serious. You know, I love The Dark Knight, but The Dark Knight is so serious. You know, you don't want everybody try to copy off The Dark Knight.
I'm not going to lie. So I didn't know it was a comic book film until halfway through the film.
Yeah, I felt exactly the same way, man.
Because the costume he was wearing at the beginning was so dark, I just looked at it as a regular suit, and I didn't really know it was a comic book movie kind of towards the end, to be honest.
Yeah, he didn't wear the costume a whole lot, actually.
Yeah, and once he put the other costume on, I was like, okay, there goes the color, and then you see the Falcon flying around. I was like, all right, this is a superhero film now. But the beginning of it, I was like, I don't see the superhero aspect of it.
The stuff that he was talking about, the program, the new, if you know, people are going to be a threat to kill him.
Oh, my God. No.
Project Insight.
Man, I was thinking about that. I'm like, that kind of fucked up. Kill 20 million people at one time?
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you, though, CJ, 100%. I know Dark Knight was great. But God damn it, every superhero film does not fucking need to be that. You know, they did that shit with Spider-Man, they did that shit with Superman. Yeah. I'm like, God damn, every movie cannot follow that fucking category, all right?
Yeah, it does not work for everybody.
Damn, that shit worked for Batman for a reason, because that's him, God damn it, shit.
Yeah.
Because that was the first thing they said when Dark Knight came in. It was like, oh, we're going to start making movies more cinematic like The Dark Knight was. Like, Spider-Man is not that character. Like, Spider-Man's the complete opposite of that shit.
When is this comic book movies, okay? Comic books. You know, it's not, unless it's called The Watchmen or Preacher, you know, it's out there to have fun.
Dylan Dog.
Oh, shit. Forgot that even exists.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, when I go see my superhero film, man, I look for fun. I don't give a fuck. I'm not, if The Dark Knight couldn't win a fucking Oscar, what the fuck does that tell you as a combo? Well, you ain't going to win no Oscar.
Right.
So stop trying to go for that, man. So for me, that's my summer entertainment is the comic book films. Because I love the source material, but obviously they're not ever gonna make Templin unless. But now I'm pumped for. Well, I already was pumped for Guardians of the Galaxy, to be honest. There's a lot of Easter eggs in that trailer that I caught as well. Because I just went back to analyze it and shit. And that was the first time I got to saw it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
When I see Captain America, and I got to learn Hooked on a Feeling a little bit more.
Hooked on a feeling, down.
Star-Lord, man, you know, a fucking Star-Lord.
That's exactly what the audience is saying. Like, who the fuck's that?
It was funny because I went back to watch one of the older Avenger episodes where Guardians was first introduced, and Rocket Raccoon was like, you don't know who this is? This is Star-Lord. And then, like, Star-Lord, like, put his hand over his head, like, he was ashamed of the name, too. I was just like, I was like, so they've been making fun of this name for quite a while now. I'm pumped. I'm just hoping Thanos makes an appearance, or they get.
Yeah, I hope it's not another cock tease and just cheese at the fucking camera again.
I can't wait to get deeper into this Infinity Gauntlet story, man. I'm pumped. I want to know, man. Is Captain America the one they gonna kill? Gotta know. No. But anyway, let's get on to our next video discussion here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
It's the Cody. He sent us a video here.
Yeah.
And, what the fuck is this? Oh, somebody just sent me this video. Check this one out.
Them niggas was like, Roscoe, you powerful. Mr. Charlie and them records go far for you. I'm like, man, fuck these crackers, man. This is Roscoe Patterson. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? White man can eat a dick. Eat my bowels, nigga. There he is. Get that nigga.
Oh, classic. All right.
There he is. Get that nigger. Where's that video at, though? Cody, go ahead and explain this.
This is from Beyond Scared Straight back in the 90s when it was had no holds barred. They didn't give a fuck back then. It was uncensored.
Shit,
no filter.
Fuck, they got the Boot Warrior now.
I don't think that was Beyond Scared Straight, though. That was something else.
Yeah, that was called That Nigga Will Rape You.
But no, people. Well, if you see this video, you will be frightened. Because I know I was.
I've been frightened of jail for quite a long time. Yes. Matter of fact, I did a credit check this morning, so
everything is good. But here we go, people.
Fat young dumb motherfuckers. Back the fuck up with the cameras, man. Back the fuck up. I want everybody on this.
Fuck up.
I'd have been butt naked right there.
Damn, that nigga short too. Nigga talking shit. He like 5'3".
Why you coming today, then? See, this dumb motherfucker don't really know why he came here. Get your fat ass over here. Crawl over here. Come over here.
He said crawl over here. Yeah, that nigga crawling.
Let's boy right here to this big fat motherfucker. Move my line in nice and tight. Didn't I tell you back the fuck up? Get the fuck off the goddamn stage. Get the fuck off the stage. I'm in this motherfucker and I fucked up. Look at me, little boy.
Oh,
what the
shit.
Fuck? You sure?
Look at me.
Nigga, eyes all cocked and shit.
Oh, see his teeth?
His teeth. He missed his teeth.
Oh, Richard Pryor right here.
Didn't I just say, keep your eyes on a man that's in front of you, boy? Huh? Can you understand that, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Make me repeat myself, God. I swear to God, I'll murder your faggot ass up on the stage.
Damn.
You remember this motherfucking face? Yo, never
how could you
never
forget
the
that place?
I was gonna say,
look at this shit. Nigga got, this nigga hair look like Pringles and shit. I wouldn't be scared of him because I can't stand a word he said.
White boys, man. How the fuck y'all gonna survive in prison, white boys? What's your name?
What he wanted to say, like, white boys, how the hell y'all get down here? What did you do wrong?
Look at me, turn all the way around. What's your motherfucking name, bro? Who the fuck you belong to today? Who you belong to today, bro?
I told him, nigga, you ain't gonna do shit. Y'all just scaring me right now.
Shut your tongue in his mouth. Who you belong to, you motherfucker?
You talking in his mouth.
You'll get crushed, man. What the fuck? I'ma crush you, son.
I'ma crush you, son.
Apologize, motherfucker, for disrupting this motherfucking tour. Motherfucker. Apologize, bitch. There you go.
There you go.
What the fuck you talking about?
I swear, niggas.
Uh-huh. All right.
Damn, this nigga missing teeth, too.
This shit corny as hell, bro. Come to somebody goddamn prison. I'ma tell you what happened to a young, tender motherfucker like you. That's why I had to clean my motherfucking cell, motherfucker. Wash my drawers and socks, motherfucker.
What else got
mine? And you had to suck my motherfucking dick, motherfucker. It'll be your big stinking ass, too. Get it fucked up. Fuck out of here. Hold on to my shoe.
They got this mullet motherfucker. They got this mullet motherfucker holding people's shirt as he walk around. They talking and shit. Hold on.
So Malcolm X, all this other
dumb shit. Fuck me and your brothers keep a motherfucker.
That's right, that's the idea.
Cause you'll be a motherfucker like me, then a dog, your punk ass. Just like I had that white boy walking up down this motherfucking stage. Right. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
We will eat you alive.
Mm-hmm. He the only nigga I ain't scared of. Yeah, like. He the biggest motherfucker, and yet I'm not scared of him at all. We will eat you alive. Who the fuck is Pete Segal?
And this, people, is Nick Cannon's new album, so thank you, P1. Thank you for this. I know he tried really hard to be really black, so thank you, Nick Cannon.
I can tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck how much you up in my face. I ain't washing your fucking drawers, and I ain't sucking your dick, nigga.
Right.
Hold that to your fucking shirt.
That'd be funny to put all three of us in there. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll start get the wash. I'd be like, niggas, y'all better wash them niggas clothes. You know what they do to niggas over here? I sell you niggas out in the heart. I'd be like, that nigga bigger than me. That's what you want.
But you know, I know y'all lighter than me, so you know they gotta take y'all first.
Oh, shit.
Imagine a booty war, because he did say he liked them light niggas, so, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you know, Cody lied to me, man. Come on. Cody, man, I can't get raped, dog. Mm-hmm. I'm too pretty. Your asshole ain't never going to be the same when I'm done. CJ be sitting in the background and be like, well, I ain't no big deal. Wayne did it to me 3 times. Motherfuckers just take it like a man will. I can see now they get up on CJ and be like, what's your name, nigga? Chicago John the Bear. Oh, you the bear, huh? You the bear?
Nigga, bear down on this.
Get your faggot ass on your knees. Bear down.
I'm going to get in that boo-boo.
let me show you my boo-boo real quick. I'm going to be your yogi, bitch. I should have went with my mama to church that day. I knew I shouldn't have hung out with these two niggas. Man, I ain't gonna lie. Jail is... That's some rough shit. I ain't gonna...
That's not the place I ever... I'd rather hang myself than go to jail. I don't... Even if I gotta go to jail for an hour, I'd rather just hang out. I'd do it.
Say fuck it.
You say that? I actually had a friend that did hang himself when he found out he had to go to jail.
Oh, really?
Damn,
long time before. I known him since I was in sixth grade. Hung himself in my senior year, because he found he had to go. He left a letter talking about it. I was like,
the letter said he had to go to detention.
I was like, they probably was gonna rape his ass anyway, because he's kind of a pretty boy. So I was like, that's probably the best thing you could do. But I remember jail used to scare the shit out of me, and then I saw that Boondocks episode with the Booty Warrior.
Man,
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be like straight laced Tom for a little bit, because I can't end up here.
I was, you know what? When I was growing up in Chicago, we had Channel 50, UPN.
You pick
and UPN actually had a night that allowed the put the scare straight on television. I actually watched it. It was all uncut, unedited.
Oh shit.
You know, they was dropping F bombs and everything on television.
Damn.
And I'm like, holy good, I would never go to jail.
UPN was the black channel back then, so the home fresh amount of space and all that shit was on TV, so
they said, we need to find a way to scare these Negroes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm the only Negro that's watching. That's why I did get scared.
Man, when I saw the booty word talk about shit, ass was more important than water, I was like, I can't go there, man.
Like, fuck that.
I can't go to prison, dog. Matter of fact, funny story. You remember my drunk Uncle Cody?
Of course. How could I forget?
How could you forget, right? The highlight of the party. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Pass Out himself with the still drink in his hand. This motherfucker got arrested one time. And, you know, back in his day, it was like, what's your name and all that? And who's your accomplice? Like, nigga, I ain't no snitch. I ain't snitch on nobody, nigga. He heard some other man getting raped in the cell next to him talk about, yeah, fucking take it, bitch, take it. That motherfucker screamed out, call my mama, my name is Mel. That motherfucker squealed on everybody.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes, too.
Yeah, yeah, reality check.
Tell you what, I would tell on every fucking body to avoid jail. I would fucking tell. I would tell my middle name and all that shit. I'd give him a social credit score and all that shit.
Right.
I'm not going to jail, shit. You ever watch that show on, I forgot the name of it, on the History Channel, where they show the prisons in other countries?
Now, my sister watched that kind of stuff. She loved watching all those prison shows or people in jail shows.
Man, that
prison in America is a vacation, and every now and then you get raped. But compared to this prison I saw in New Zealand, it literally is a hole underground with like some brick walls, or this little bit of light come through this little hole or whatever, and you get like these fucking dog bowls of water or something like that. And you only get a certain amount before they come in there and beat you and take it from you and shit.
Fuck.
I was like, God damn. If you're homeless in America, prison is the best place to go.
No. Oh, well, in America, yeah, in America.
Yeah, in America.
But you know, I think the best prison system, like, to go if you ever go to jail is Sweden. Sweden has one of the best prisons out there.
Like black people, so they won't rape us?
No, like, they give you a full-course meal, you get recess. You know, I mean, it's pretty much a freaking daycare.
I wonder how CJ knows this.
I was going to say, like, huh.
I was looking at honeymoon spots for Wayne and I. So.
Yeah. I was about to say, Coda, you noticed when I started talking about rape, he was just sitting in the background all quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Like, ain't no big thing. Trust me, he's like, eating is more important than prison. He's like, you get food, clothes, water, books, recreational time, and you get some loving every now and then. Oh, sure. When you fill up on a man's butt.
What?
You see the suds roll down the crack of his ass. Mm. It's just perfect timing, you know? So you still looking at the money? Did you get a discount on Expedia?
I plead the fifth, but. Well, there we go.
That'd be a yes, but, man. All right, cool.
Yeah, thank you, P1, for going ahead and telling us about this whole.
Hey, that was Cody's.
Oh.
Your pleasure.
Actually, that was you, CJ, telling us about your love life.
I'll fuck you. I'll take exactly. Some peanut butter and jelly and put it between two cheeks.
Peanut butter and asshole sandwich.
Dad, I just got out of the shower. There's some juice on the table.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. You want to explain to me what you're doing here? I came looking for booty. You came looking for sex with an underage boy? Oh, no, I ain't come looking for no little bars. I ain't got no milk, no cookies, nothing. I came looking for man's butt. A man's butt? Excuse me? Oh, I know who you are, Chris Hansen. But see, I called you Chris Hansen. I watch your TV show all the time. So you can go ahead and bring them cameras and them police is waiting outside. It don't make me no difference. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Well, I don't think you and I will be doing anything any kind of way.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Okay, Cot, this isn't working. Someone get this guy out.
Hey, don't make me ruin that fight, Chris. I'm a warrior.
Well, I got a camera zooms in on this thing. That's pretty fucked up.
I'm a warrior.
I like how he cuts him off when he's just like, I don't think me. Okay, I see you two as an all.
Oh, man, classic. You know,
that scared me. I ain't never going to prison. I can tell you this right now. I'm going to be a crying bitch. Somebody, CJ, free me, nigga. Oh, but before we get to questions and comments, I'd like to introduce a new segment to the dark. It's called Damn. That goes to you, Nick Cannon. You and your crappy ass album that you made. Wow. I remember saying I don't think it could be worse than some things, but oh my God, I wanted to put a bullet in my fucking head.
God damn.
Yeah, it is got to be the worst fucking album I've heard in the past decade.
Yeah, man.
It has got to be. I'd rather listen to Lil Romeo.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I would rather listen to that whole niggas.
Wow.
Yeah, I would. I'd buy all. I would even buy the fucking album with that as well. I would buy the fucking album and I would listen to the whole thing before I ever put this garbage ever. Well, I don't have a CD. I just listened to it online. But shit. Yeah, before I ever stick some shit into my goddamn CD player ever again.
Let me ask you this question. Was it like some kind of social experiment? You listened to the entire album, or...
It was a social experiment for the dog.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I fast-forward through some of them, but still. There's a one song on there called OJ.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be some kind of social satire about OJ Simpson. And it don't make any fucking sense. It ain't got shit to do.
Nick Cannon trying to do satire. Okay.
He's got a song on there
and
called
Lost
Me.
Cody.
Skype said they ain't hearing this shit. They said, oh, hell no.
Even Skype doesn't want to hear Nick Cannon. They don't even want to even talk about Nick Cannon.
Hell no. Skype said, fuck y'all. Oh, hell. It said, me sexy. Oh, hell no.
I'm Nick Cannon. Hello? Hello? Woohoo?
After OJ, one of the songs, what is that shit called? It's called Fucking Awesome, spelled P-H-U-C-K-I-N-G, awesome.
There
is one song on there, though, I think sound, wraps up the whole album, period, though. The name of that song is called Unbelievable, just like this nigga's career. I thought that wrapped up his pretty much his whole life. It's just that, because that title spoke to me in so many ways that this shit was just unbelievable. I can't believe they allowed this nigga to even make music. It's so-called music, at least. Putting that in quotes as well, whatever. This movie is getting a triple fuck it. I don't even know if that rating even exists, to be honest.
it does now.
This is up there with such classics as Madea's Witness Protection. Let's just go. You can have a... all we need is to find is a Coonish TV show now for the niggas. Oh, we do. It's called Beat the Browns with Tyler Perry.
It's called TBS.
Yeah.
BET. Bravo.
Yeah, it's called Meet the Browns. Tyler Perry presents Meet the Browns. So you got that, Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection. Now you got fucking White People Party Music with Nick Cannon. There you go. You trifecta. Now you need is a nigga video game or some shit like that or whatever to make this Coonish ass shit. This shit was embarrassing or whatever. I mean, Cody, you saw that music video I sent you.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
I have no fucking idea. This
I don't know what the fuck I was watching. I don't know what the fuck I was listening to. I don't think even he knew what the fuck he was doing while he was starring in that video.
CJ would have loved it because it was pretty much the video from Drumline.
The hell! All right, go ahead and play. Just go ahead and play like a second of this crap so you can move along. Okay.
Nick Cannon, man. Nick fucking Cannon.
Shoes on. Like, what the fuck this got to do with any, like, him wearing headphones and shit? I don't get it, man.
It's like the Kiss Bop had sex with Kristen Rock.
CJ, he's trying to look hard in these fucking videos. Brother, you can't look hard if you pop locking, all right? I'll tell you right now. I didn't have enough now. I can't hear this nigga rap no more. Damn.
I'd rather listen to Christian hip hop than that.
I'd rather listen to fucking Justin Bieber than that, all right? Sorry. But the funniest thing about that is you got to read the comment. People was just hating. I bet that if this was a T-Pain or something like this, they would have loved it. I was like, what? I still would have fucking hated it. yeah, that was insulting. Oh my God, I forgot that one song called America. And the featuring Pitbull. I was like, you got the most.
Oh, my God.
That album broke me. I'm not going to lie, but.
Jeez. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to CJ and Wayne for when they go on their honeymoon. Yeah.
That's adorable.
We get a divorce.
That'd be funny if Wayne liked it and CJ.
Wayne's gonna do that shit.
Wayne's gonna use it as our intro now. I've been looking for a dream.
Wayne, don't you fucking dare.
Right, like,
I've been in the darkness. Oh.
Trust me, with that white suit this nigga's wearing, I don't think he's been nowhere near darkness. Anyway, questions, though. Yeah, well, that was a segment we like to call the darkness now. Damn.
Sound like we call it, like, fuck Nick Cannon.
We could call it that, because I'm sure we can come up with a new Nick Cannon story every fucking week. But if I have to listen to any more shit like that again, I'm going to be like my friend and probably hang myself, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna send myself to jail. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'd rather get raped.
If Booty Ward told me he gave me a choice, I'd been right over. I wouldn't give a, I'd be like, do I got an option? Yeah, it's the hard way, easy way, or you got to listen to this song. Yeah, just go ahead and give it to me. Quick and easy.
Yeah, I'll have a shirt afterwards, too. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Let him record him fucking me, too. Before I watch this shit ever fucking again.
Then you listen to it on your MP3 player before you listen to the...
Exactly. I'd rather hear, listen to me screaming from getting raped than watch this fucking piece of shit ever again. It's the most atrocious thing I've ever fucking seen, with this nigga shaking, jiving down the goddamn white hallway. Damn, fuck you, Nick Cannon. Anyway, first comment we got here is from Cynthia. She says, will UP1 and Cody review that new ScarJo film, Under the Skin?
When is that coming out?
That actually came out already.
Oh, it came out already.
It was a limited release in L.A. and New York.
Right on.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't know if I might do a review for it. I might, yeah, get into it. I know she has a new one coming out that I saw, too. It was Lucy.
Limitless 2, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say Limitless 2, which looked badass. I'm not going to lie. Anytime,
it looks cool.
Anytime Scarlett Johansson is running around, I'm all up for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime she's doing anything.
Oh, you mean that Lucy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that was Limitless, where she put in her vagina and said,
"Damn, you know. I was say this nigga must have ignored Cody. Nigga stole your."
Oh, I'm sorry.
Non-listening son of a bitch. Anyway, go ahead. Uh-huh.
That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
Thieving ass. That's why you can't trust a nigga. Them new niggas over there. I swear. Mac 2.0, Blue Hybrid, he says, you know, when I heard about that Nick Cannon and Whiteface and seeing him in that motherfucker looked creepy as fuck. Hell, I think I prefer the Wayans doing that shit than him. Made me think he was going to be in White Chicks 2. Oh, I would rather watch White Chicks 2 than ever listen to this video ever again. He says, oh yeah, that Stephen Colbert, cancel Colbert thing was some straight up bullshit, considering that tweet didn't come from his own Twitter account. At least Colbert is clever with his satire, while Cannon is mostly bland for the part being. Also, you guys got any thoughts on the upcoming season of Boondocks? A little worried. I'll give him that. I'm a little worried, because
yeah.
Aaron is not returning for it, so.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's been holding the show back or not, you know. Or it could be like a Chappelle thing, or it could be like how Dan Harmon wasn't on Community that last season. I mean, that last season wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Hey,
well, I gotta say, from the trailer, it looks like the same material.
Yeah, it really does.
So I don't know when they wrote this or anything, or if he had any. So I don't know how long they've been working on this. I read where Aaron McGrew, he said someone hacked into his Boondocks page and announced that this was coming out.
Well, I don't, you know what? I don't know how much to believe that, because I remember a few years ago when season 3 was coming out,
yeah.
and there was like a leaked trailer that got, it was called Anita Baker.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that? And I'm like, what was this about? You know, so.
Yeah, I don't believe someone hacked in his account and just stole his, because the way he was putting it, he was making it seem like someone hacked his account and stole his Boondocks thing or whatever. I was just like, you just can't steal somebody's way. You up for a lawsuit then if you mm-hmm. steal your shit. But I remember when season 3 ended, he said that he didn't want to do no more because he didn't feel like he had anything else to write about. So,
right.
That nigga probably lying his ass off. You know? He probably found him a Wayne.
That's probably right. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. So he probably making out with Tom right now. While we
good for you, McGruger. Good for you.
Yeah, nigger. Anyway, and with this chaos, she says. And by the way, this is gonna be a Nick Cannon eccentric question show. Can someone please explain me why people are going after Colbert, not Nick Cannon? What he did was just offensive, if not for then Colbert.
People are fucking stupid.
That is a great question, actually.
I don't know, because, one, this, you know, you got all these people who want to be all self-righteous and stuff with the whole Colbert thing. It was just like, I mean, come on now. I saw the interview with this crazy girl who went online talking about how people, you know, she was attacking, like, oh, well, you have white privilege because you don't understand how it is to be a colored person.
What color was she? She was black?
No, she was Asian.
Suck that dumb bitch up then.
And then, like, yeah.
Just other color people are quick to yell out that word racist.
And then I'm like, come on. And then the funniest thing of the whole tweet with the Colbert thing, he said nobody cared about what he was trying to talk about, the whole racist thing with the Redskins. You know, everybody cared about a fake demographic than a real demographic.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
I heard, I didn't get to listen to it, but I heard Colbert had a great comeback on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said.
Oh, that's
he
what he said? Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that you guys didn't see the humor or the real issue, which was about the original thing I was talking about. You only heard the last part. That's if only if I read some, you know, in the beginning. Or, I don't know.
But yeah, what Nick Cannon does is clever. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that was clever about what Nick Cannon does was he got P1 to talk about it. That was the only thing.
Pretty much, yeah. That was the only goddamn clever thing out of that. Because let me just go to the makeup store, get some white paint, just put it on my face and say I'm making a social satire. Even though we just listened to this goddamn song and it ain't got shit to do with no satire. This nigga first lyric was, I pull up in my Escalade. Nigga. Fuck you, you big lip, droughty eyed, looking droopy bastard, you. Shit. This nigga got his droopy outfit on with his white suit on, whatever. Got the nerve with them fucked up eyes he got or whatever, looking boof a witch away. I seen Forrest Whitaker on better days than this nigga right now. Shit.
Jesus.
This nigga got the nerve to get up here talking about, I'm doing satire. What I do, it's meant to be funny, y'all. You know, I ain't trying to be DC. I'm trying to be Marvel. I'm entertaining, you know. I'm not trying to be serious, dog. Come on now. Think we don't need your fucking funny looking black ass in the fucking way, you stupid ignorant ass nigga.
God.
All right, I'm good now. Fucking piece of shit, you cornrow stupid bitch. Damn, nigga. Give me up in a web. Anyway, my other language coming out and shit.
Yeah, those inner demons.
That darkness, that's what it was. Let it out sometimes. Alex, he says, when did Nick Cannon become a thing? This is the most baffling thing to human civilization.
Damn.
Thank you, Alex. God damn.
Could have said it better myself, Alex.
When did he become a thing? When he started fucking famous people. That's what. When
P1 started talking about it, that's when he became a thing.
He's the black male Kim Kardashian. He's just made a fame.
Yeah.
God damn. That's
when you gotta think about it, yeah, you're kind of right.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't nobody give a fuck about him. Come on now. Somebody said he needs to stop music and just go back to acting because he's better at that. I was just like, man, somebody needs to shut that bitch up. I know that the internet is allowed for you to put voice your opinion, but some people's opinion ain't worth a goddamn thing, okay? And obviously that retarded bitch that just wrote that, her opinion don't mean a goddamn thing. Sorry, bitch, but you dumb.
Damn.
You just don't know it yet, but you dumb. Don't nobody want to listen to this nigga no more. White people party music, people in the store. Go ahead and pick that out.
Pick it up and go, you know, murder children with that album.
I'd rather wipe my ass with sandpaper than listen to that album. And then I'd probably eat that sandpaper too than listen to that album.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I know it's cleaner than ever than that album would ever be. But Andrew, he says, oh, we're off the. He said, did you guys hear about James Franco admitting to flirting with a 17-year-old girl? Thoughts?
I don't know. For some reason, that doesn't surprise me since it's James Franco.
I'm not shocked by anything.
Yeah.
I know. He's the only person who goes to school trying to get every degree out there. So, you know, he's just hanging out there talking to freshmen. So
when I interviewed him, he had this look in his eye like, if I was a bitch, he would have raped me. So I ain't gonna lie. Sorry, James. Man. Well, you don't know about the phenomenal one, so you know what? Fuck you then. So I did that interview with him. He had this look in his eye. He looked like that character from Spring Break. He always smiling and shit. He was just like, I was like, is there a bitch behind me or something? I'm like, what are you smiling at?
I think he still think he's the Hobgoblin.
If you would have watched This Is the End, yeah, it's true, because he still got them props and shit. So.
Yeah, you know.
And ain't nobody is more vocal on that movie than James Franco. Remember when he came on the last one, they were asking him, so what do you think about that movie? Yeah, it's kind of whatever. Because I wasn't in it. Um, Isn't she turning 18 or something like that though?
I don't know. He's too old to be messing around with some 17-year-old. He's in college. You know this man is in college.
Yeah, he's getting his PhD.
Trying to get like 18 degrees. He's in college. A party school.
I didn't know that.
He's in college because he wanted to be in college. You know,
yeah,
I mean, one thing he passed it 4 years, but he's like getting a degree in almost every degree that college provides.
He's got 2 published books that are actually not that bad, neither. Which I'm not gonna lie, I expected some dog shit. I expected this white people party music shit. The reading of it. And when I read it, I was like, wow. Did you actually write this? I didn't know you could write, be honest. I still see you as that stoner dude from Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Next one comes from Carol. She says, shit, did you guys hear about James Franco? Did you think him coming out was classy and respectable, or is he creepier than ever now, admitting to it?
No, that's just another James Francoism.
Yeah, I actually kind of respect him that he didn't come out saying, I have a problem.
Right.
How many men came out now that cheat on their wives, something like that? Like,
right, right.
I have a problem, like Tiger crying and shit like that. It's like, nigga, you knew what the fuck you were doing.
Exactly.
All that, these dudes always
had a problem. She's not on my dick. Yeah.
These dudes always get up on stage talking about, you're right, America. I do have a problem. I'm a sex addict or something like that. Yeah, you do have a problem. It's called your dick, dude. Your dick make you do strange things. Trust me, we've all been there.
Yep.
That's the thing. He should be just like any other, you know, white guy in college. Just go and date an Asian girl because she ain't know no better and she'll just date you.
And it ain't like he did anything with this girl. All he did was text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't give a right person. I mean, he too old to be doing that. And he can do better. I mean, ain't.
But she's not even all that fine.
Yeah, I saw that bitch. I was just like, he crying over this, dude?
Oh, is he crying?
Well, he wasn't crying, but I was just like,
I was to say,
he really was like, you know, like flirting back with this. I was like, come on, James, man, you can walk in any fucking room you wanted to and grab any chick. Matter of fact, yeah, when I went to the gas station today, I saw this fine ass Latin girl, and I was like, where is she going? She went to this car with this nigga that looked like goddamn JB Smooth or whatever. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Hey, dude, my man, you like my girl, my man.
Matter of fact, no, I take that back. I'm sorry. J.B. Smooth don't look retarded. This dude look like a retarded version of J.B.
Oh, so like Ice J.J. Fish. Don't be looking my girl because she's mine.
Sound like some fucked up tape just measuring back and forth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this chick was, you ain't gonna say she was bad, but she was fine as hell. When I started going together, I was looking, I was like, damn, she pumping this nigga gas too? Fuck. She paid for it and pumped his gas? I was like, oh, hell no. It's women like that you just want to save sometimes. I wanted to hook her up with CJ. I wish it was July.
You don't
want to
be safe.
I wish it was July now. I'd have been like, you know what? I got a good man for you. Now, granted, he didn't got fucked by an Australian dude.
Yeah.
But he good, though. He treats you right. Now, granted, he might leave you after he fuck you, but, yeah.
Jimmy Mike.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That nigga thinks he get every woman pregnant, whether he sleeps with them or not. He just runs from the
Man, I come from a fertile pack, man. I'm telling you. My DNA, I can get any girl pregnant just by just having a conversation.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm with you too. My black ass, I wear a rubber and I still pull. I was like, I don't know. shit might fall out or something. I don't know.
I take my socks to the abortion clinic just to make sure.
Girlfriend was like, why'd you pull out? You got a rubber on. I was just like, shit, you don't ever know. Shit. I want no fucking little P1 running around. The last thing I need, shit. Motherfucker be trying to take me out of my sleep or something like that. You know what's going to happen? Where we at? Stacy. She says, from the creators who brought you the Darkness podcast, Darkios and Darky Pops, comes the hit new, the fuck is she talking about? Comes the hit new reality show, A Tale of Darkness.
The hell is coming?
Tune in Sunday nights on USA Network, starring the phenomenal one. Ladies, keep your pants tightly on.
the fuck is that supposed to mean? Hey, Chicago John, he brought you such great hits like Fuck You. And Cody, make sure a man still is on the TV when he arrives, LOL.
God,
what
did
you
guys,
woo!
What did you guys think of that introduction for your reality TV show? I think you had a lot of free time to yourself. That's what reality show starring the darkness, brother. They would cancel that show on a heartbeat.
Man, I don't know. We could probably get as crazy as those people on, like, Bravo. Because my mom, she watch all those reality television shows. And all it is just people yelling, screaming, and saying, man, you don't respect me. You don't respect, man. That's how you get respect. So we real, if you yell respect a billion times, then that's how you get a reality show.
That shit, man, we would say a lot more than respect. Come on now. We'd be like that episode of Family Guy when Quagmire drugged that bitch on that dating show he was on, and he dragged her body up to the room and saw the cameras on, then ran. That'd be some shit we'd be doing. Well, me, at least. But.
Yeah. I would just be on the floor the entire time, so I don't know if that would work out.
You'd be in the living room drinking, watching Man of Steel the whole time. You'd be like, Mommy, look, it's an alcoholic on the TV show. He'd be abusing people. He'd be throwing, shut the fuck up, y'all. I'm trying to watch this.
He'll have that alone time with the camera. Man, you just try to sit here and watch something that give you hope and people talking around you.
His family or girlfriend comes over, they be trying to talk to him, he just throws his hand up at them. The ending's about to happen. And then when it ends, he's like, now what the fuck did you want to talk to me about? It's so goddamn important. I couldn't wait till it ended, huh?
They have that whole scene where he's sitting there and they say, like, Cody has been sitting here for 5 days straight watching. His parents and friends and loved ones want to talk to him.
Camera comes on me and CJ. Like, why don't you guys help your friend? He's happy. That's why.
Right.
Why wouldn't he help him? He's happy.
It gives him hope.
His girlfriend comes and turns the TV off. Cody, you need to pay attention. He looks at her.
Bitch, you need to shut the hell up.
He comes out of Terrence Howard. Man, no, you didn't do that, bitch. Me and CJ, yeah. Better hit the ground, girl.
Man, no, you didn't turn that TV off, bitch, man. She'd be like, he'd like, all right, I'm cool. She turns around, he takes a whiskey bottle and just domes her upside head. Like, now where's your hope at, bitch?
Get my super suit.
He uses her as a footstool next to whatever. She passed out and he just turns the TV back on. That goes for any of you other dark motherfuckers up in here that be touching my remote control.
I look at the show, just cared totally about me.
Yeah, cause we hide in the background, scare your blood. Well, no, mine gonna be. I'm gonna be a sucking sexual predator and shit. CJ gonna be doing karaoke and shit, getting school buses of kids and shit. I mean, so that show will get canceled just on the merit of saying the N word so much. That nigga's retarded. What are you talking about? Nigga this, nigga that, or whatever. Last question I got here, Holly. She replies, "Laugh my ass off." I actually like that idea, Stacy. Speaking of reality, we're working on that. Speaking of reality TV, what do you guys think about it?
I fucking hate it.
I think it's shit.
Yep. I think it's the worst form of television besides Tyler Perry.
Yeah, it's like we're in the best age of television and also the worst at the same time.
Right.
Like, no kidding. It's like more good shows come out, another new reality show come out. It's like, oh, goddamn.
They don't talk about a goddamn thing. It's about nothing.
I did. I've been watching the trailers for that. What the fuck is that rich dude? Chris Lee Knows Best.
Mm-hmm.
His smart ass kind of had me laughing a little. I'm not gonna lie, because his daughter's a little bitch or whatever, and she's like, "Well, daddy, you just think you a bag of chips and all that, huh?" He looked at her and said, "I am breakfast, lunch, and dinner 24/7, and dessert 3 times a week, and you better know it." I was like, "Damn, that's actually a good comeback." My book at? Let me write that down. Told you, bitch. And then she shut the fuck up, too. But yeah, I think reality TV is probably the worst form of fucking television I've ever fucking seen. I'm surprised Nick Cannon ain't got one yet.
Oh, just you wait.
Yeah, just you. Yeah.
You know CJ loves it because he watch all that shit.
I can't help it, man. Mama Bear. She got the big screen TV. And she hogs it.
Damn, dude. Yeah, my sister watches that shit sometimes too. I look at her and go like, "You mother retarded fucking thing." Yeah. When they go, yeah, I'll tell you what reality show they need to do. The KKK members. I'd love to see that. You get something.
I know, like a real Duck Dynasty.
Exactly. Like, what happens when you get the most hoodest niggers from Compton, team them up with Duck Dynasty, stick them in the house, and see what they do for the whole summer? That's some shit I'd watch. What happens when you get Cody and Wayne and CJ all in the same house at the same time? Hey, CJ, let me borrow. Oh, my God, you and Wayne are fucking each other. I wish I wouldn't have saw that. I thought me and P1 was just making jokes about that shit. It's real.
Oh, man.
Well, people, that's been another edition of The Darkness.
Yes. The Darkness! Yes, another episode of Darkness.
A lot of new darkness shit coming for you in the nearby future. So just keep on looking out on MovieSportsPodcast.com. And like CJ said, keep buying your tickets off Fandango because apparently they're cheaper. So.
So if you're listening on the MovieSpoilers.com, you know.
Ain't got nowhere else to listen. Wayne don't post shit. No, I'm just.
He posted on Kicking the Ass. You know, come back this
that
week.
That nigga post shit when the fuck he feels like. That nigga don't send me shit.
And that may be that, because he ain't on tonight, so we'll be seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm. I told him I was going to do Game of Thrones. He was like, whatever, man. I was like, nigga. I got to hold your hand on this shit, bro.
Oh, Wayne, we love you. I love you. You know I love you,
man. No, CJ love you.
Yeah. Yeah, CJ love you. Long time, Wayne.
Exactly. No, Wayne used to be talented before he met CJ.
Oh, yeah.
All he does is fuck CJ. Literally.
Now I gotta leave him like everybody, like every time I fuck somebody, I gotta leave him now.
Gotta suck his dick before you leave now. Wayne loves the attention. We understand, you Australian. Fuck you. Anyway, people, I'm the phenomenal one, of course.
And I'm Chicago John the Bell.
And I'm Cody Hell Hydra.
Yes.
Yeah,
CJ, you are the bear. Now get on all fours, bitch, and scream like one.
Roar.
Oh, Wayne had you saying all that ass. Later, bastards.
Later.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Everyone.
With me. When the darkness comes.